This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, August 19th. Brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Countering VA criticism, DCPA bans spurs food safety concerns, and DNC kicks off. DWR and water districts debunk criticism of voluntary agreements. The Department of Water Resources and local water agencies are shooting down criticism over a set of voluntary agreements for Bay Delta flows. The coalition released a document last week countering the central arguments against the VAs known as the Healthy Rivers and Landscapes Program. The report details the steps the coalition has taken to be inclusive and reach out to tribes, disadvantaged communities, and environmental justice groups. During lengthy workshops last April, those stakeholders blasted the Newsom administration for endorsing the VAs. The water agencies describe how the plan accounts for potential groundwater impacts and how it would track progress with developing habitat for critically endangered salmon populations. The report also walks through the technical components in providing sufficient cold water for the fish to successfully spawn. Jennifer Pierre, a general manager of the state water contractor, said the explanations demonstrate a broad commitment, quote, to manage the Delta watershed in a way that is inclusive, science-based, and responsive to climate extremes. Food safety, not an issue with banned herbicides, say ag commissioners. The California Agriculture Commissioners and Sealers Association has responded to concerns over food safety after U.S. EPA banned a controversial herbicide earlier this month. The product known as DCPA is a pre-emergent for crops like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and cauliflower. California farmers apply it when planting and not when the vegetables have emerged. That means applications of DCPA before the ban were not illegal and are not a food safety concern, explained the association in a statement last week. Executive Director Lindsay Carter says prior to the ban, ag commissioners had reached out to notify farmers of the pending action. Following the decision, they have urged farmers to immediately halt any use of the product. Democrats look to reach rural voters. President Joe Biden will address the Democratic National Convention tonight to help kick off what Democrats hope will be an important step toward retaining control of the White House and both chambers of Congress. The convention being held in Chicago for the first time since 1996. Former candidate Hillary Clinton and former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton are also expected to speak. That according to news reports, Obama to appear tomorrow. Take note, during the DNC, several issue-specific caucuses will be holding meetings through Thursday. They include the Rural Council of the Environment and Climate Crisis Council and the Labor Council. Kylie Overson, the Democratic National Committee's Rural Council Chair, says Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is scheduled to appear tomorrow along with his Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, slated to appear on Thursday. Overson, a former state legislator from North Dakota, says the council is hoping to organize, quote, rural tours involving surrogates from the campaign into battleground states and beyond, quote, as much as we have the capacity to do so. By the way, a group called the Rural Urban Bridge Initiative will provide training to DNC attendees on the rural urban divide and why Democrats have lost millions of rural and working class voters. There also will be a session on strategies and tools for reaching rural voters. According to the Pew Research Center, former President Donald Trump increased his share of the rural vote from 59% in 2016 to 65% in 2020. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Former Walz colleague says he'll appeal to rural voters. Former Wisconsin Democrat Representative Ron Kind tells AgriPulse he thinks Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz can help Democrats win back some rural voters. I think people in rural communities can relate to him and his background, and he certainly works harder to get into those areas and listen to them, Kind said of the Minnesota governor. Meanwhile, Kip Thom, who's leading fundraising efforts for farmers and ranchers for Trump 47 coalition, especially concerned about what a Harris administration would mean for tax policy. He worries farmers will see higher capital gains taxes on farm assets and a reduced estate tax exemption. New analysis estimate impact of key Harris and Trump proposals. Former President Donald Trump's proposal to impose a 10% base tariff on all imports and a 60% tariff on goods from China would cost the average U.S. household $1,800 in 2050. That's a cut in income of about 1.8%. That's according to an analysis by the Tax Policy Center of the Urban Institute and Brookings Institution. The impact would be considerably higher going up the income scale. Households in the top 20% would lose $6,480 in income on average next year, that according to the analysis. A separate analysis of Vice President Kamala Harris' latest economic proposals estimate they would increase the federal deficit by $1.7 trillion over the next 10 years. Now, that's taking into account a $250 billion reduction in pharmaceutical spending under one of her plan's proposals, that according to the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Keep in mind, the analysis does not try to account for the impact of Harris' plan for restricting food price increases. Other proposals she's made in recent weeks, such as exempting tips from taxes, are not included in the analysis. Harris said her first ever ban on food price gouging would come with penalties for opportunistic companies that exploit crisis and break the rules while supporting smaller food businesses. Her plan would secure a new authority to allow the Federal Trade Commission and state attorneys general to investigate and penalize companies found to be increasing prices unfairly. By the way, yesterday, GOP Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance ripped into Harris' proposal on Fox News. Quote, giving Kamala Harris control over inflation policy is like giving Jeffrey Epstein control over human trafficking policy, he said. Well, here's today's final word. This market access is a big win for our two nations. That Jenny Lester Moffitt, USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, celebrating the first shipments of California peaches and nectarines to Vietnam after securing access last month. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, August 19th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.